We have with us, obviously, me, Luke Barrett, Chris Brooks.
Hi.
Ashley Spare.
Yo.
John Crossley.
Howdy doody.
Jack Gutteridge.
Hey.
And, oh yes, he's back for another week. It's Ben Marshall, everyone.
Hello.
Episode 3, my reminder.
You're late. <late. laughs>
Sorry.
That's just immature.
We're relying on toilet.
Now, we've got rid of the guitar feature this week because that was
for pop just popular demand.
Yeah.
Due to
that's so noisy. due to popular demand, so it's not back this week.
Well, not really but demand, is it?
Demand. Okay, popular undemand.
Two people
then.
Request.
It.
Well, okay, request then.
Anyway,
okay.
Kindly requested, but
so,
stop.
Okay, we have a global phenomenon on our hands here. Now, during the week, the Ben Marshall podcast has reached over 200 downloads.
Woo! Woo!
Clap some more.
Just keep clapping.
It's not a Ben Marshall podcast, is it?
Right, so Ben, how do you feel about being a broadcasting phenomenon?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say it's a phenomenon. I will call my... I'm not saying phenomenon. I can't even say
phenomenon.
Shut up.
You want
to basically, when it gets to 500, I'm a legend. Alright,
okay.
When it gets to
500,
I would say I'm popular.
So you need to download 500 copies when you get home. If we... Well,
each.
We might run up a bandwidth by then, but, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll be paying for it.
Bless you, John.
Thank you.
Who wants to ask the mighty Ben Marshall here a question?
I do.
Go on then, Ashley.
Okay, well, basically, Ben, it's none of those silly ones, so don't turn it into, like, a topic again, last time. Well, basically, Ben, when this podcast kicks off the ground, like, this whole little series, do you think activity will increase in the lady department?
Good question. That's actually a very
all
good
men.
Question.
All men.
What do you mean men?
Oh, nothing, Ben. Nothing.
Chickens? Dogs? What floats
dogs?
What floats your boat?
I forgot.
Monkeys?
That is actually a really good question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
So
I mean, I'll just, you know, see where life takes me and, you know.
Ben,
what are you laughing at?
You know, I mean, it's not like you become president of the USA or something.
I see where life takes me.
But one thing's for certain, he's not a defer.
Shut up.
So,
I'll just see. Yeah, see where it takes me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but that's still not answered the question.
You're not answering.
What do you mean I'm not answering? I've answered the question.
Yes,
how
would
it
know?
I don't know. I don't know how, you know, you can't predict the future.
Sure.
So,
well, how's about
optimism?
What do you
think?
How's
what do you think?
Do you actually?
Maybe.
Okay, and another question. Are you looking forward to your date, Ben?
No, I am not, and I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Because I'm not.
See,
John!
I don't know about
introduce
this.
The winner. John, introduce the winner or someone.
Well,
I don't know about that.
I'm heartbroken now.
The winner of the date was Becky Penny.
Oh. Yeah.
Woo!
Becky who?
Becky Penny.
Don't know her.
No.
You anyway.
Don't know many
girls.
But apart from Ben,
you don't know many.
Have a date with her, so I think Becky Penny will be shattered.
Yeah.
I think she will.
I think she will. No, she will.
She was really looking forward to it.
I think
you were going to go see Brokeback Mountain.
No, you're going to have kids and everything.
Dinner at Pizza Hut. Well, you know.
Marriage is
Becky Penny. Poor old Becky Penny is at home crying now.
I really don't care.
Don't worry, Becky. You childish bastard.
I'm not doing it. It's stupid. It was a bit of a joke, and it's got out of hand.
Quick.
So, Ben Marshall, I have a question for you, right? It's quite a difficult question, so get your head around it, right? So, okay. It's a good question. I thought about it a lot, right?
All
right.
Will you marry me?
What? Oh, sorry, closer.
Is that it, Luke?
Oh, no, we camera!
Right. Okay. Right, Ben Marshall, okay? The world is about to be destroyed by a massive comet.
Robbers stealing things.
There's been a lottery
for
two people, right? For one person. You have been chosen to be shipped to a different planet, right?
Right.
Okay. Woo! Now you can choose one person to go with you. You have to repopulate this planet.
Right.
So this means having sex with them a lot.
A lot.
So Ben Marshall, who would you take?
That is a good question.
Luke.
There's so many people.
So many girls.
Did you just say there are so many people?
John Crossley, because he's
what did you
all
say?
A man for me.
Go on then, who would you take?
I don't know. I really do not know, and I don't think I want to disclose that information.
Yeah, but it can be a celebrity.
It can be a celebrity. It
can be anyone
you
want.
Anyone.
But you have to have sex with them to repopulate the planet.
That's alright. It would be probably Olaf.
And remember,
Ben,
use condom.
Olaf and Big
Brother. No, because only one would populate if you use a condom.
Oh, yeah. I've made loads of big children ready.
Oh, no, do you think we should tell him the Birds and the Bees story?
That's a good point.
Do you think we should just stick to annual friends?
No, because the Birds and the Bees, what do they do?
Yeah, the birds. How can birds and bees?
All the bees do is sting.
That's wrong, man.
That's true.
They bumble around. So, tell me, they bumble around and just go.
You'd have some kind
sting
of weird
bird.
Weird bird bee type child thing. Kind of like the donkey dragons in Shrek 2.
That's just sick, that.
There's donkey dragons.
Shrek 2.
Haven't you watched Shrek 2?
You've not seen Shrek 2?
But I've not seen the credits.
When you watch the credits, you get to a bit where the dragon comes back in to see Donkey. And there's these little donkey dragons. I look like a fairy.
All right. Anyway, so who would it be, Ben? Orla
from Big
Brother. But then thinking about it, she's not that intelligent.
I was going to say, we want the world populated by Orla and
Ben.
God! Can you imagine what it would be like?
I think you should just take Stephen Hawking. And, you know, because then you got the brains.
I
like it in the face a lot.
Oh no, reboot.
Oh god, what is this world?
Oh dear.
Any more questions?
No, that's a really difficult one. It's quite hard to answer. It takes a lot of thinking.
Not really. I myself would choose Jessica Alba.
Is she intelligent?
I don't care.
If you don't care, I'm going to Orla.
No, don't take Orla.
Why?
Why does
rubbish.
This podcast always come up to people having sex?
All right, Charlie's the one.
People, men, or animals.
Charlie's the one.
Can't we have some decency?
Sex sells.
Yeah, but
this is podcast is free.
What do you say? We're like the
sex downloads.
All right.
Look at the porn
industry. And do you rate them where it says explicit on the podcast?
Yeah,
I thought so. It's not really explicit, is it?
It is, kind of.
I think you should like rate it sort of
gay
genre.
You can't say that. That's explicit.
Play again.
What was Play then?
I don't know. I just thought that was good last time.
Johnny.
What? Ben's gay?
You see, people don't want this, do they?
See, people don't want this.
Oh.
They don't want
you play. Listen to you, and I'll teach you how to play it.
Can you?
Oh, it's changed octave.
No.
No, that's good. Doesn't matter anyway, because that's gay.
Continue.
That's a gay feature.
Gay feature. Like none of the other gay features about homosexuals.
Has anybody else got any questions for Ben Marshall?
Yes.
Do you think gay is an appropriate word to use in everyday terminology?
No, homosexual, I think, is more the scientific.
Oh, God,
I'm
not,
going to say to someone, go, oh, you're completely homosexual.
What would you do?
If my computer, my computer, like,
I think gay is overused.
Yeah, if Mikesh rapes my computer, I'm not going to go, oh, that's just well homosexual. That's gay.
Yeah. That's what he's on
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's a good term to use in everyday terms in that sense. But I thought if you're going to call somebody gay, then you call them a homosexual.
Yeah, but it doesn't work as an insult.
I suppose it's not as insulting.
What about a bum troubler?
So you're saying what about
someone who is riding the other bus?
So you're saying
well,
that
by taking the back passage.
You're saying that you don't mind John, you don't mind people
fires from the rear end
calling gays names.
No, I'm
this
not saying
really
that.
Homophobic.
It's not very nice. You know,
I'm not a homophobic, though.
I'm not homophobic.
Why are we getting onto gays again?
I know,
every
single
bloody
problem.
Ben, it's just you getting onto the gays.
I've got a better question. Why haven't you registered on my forum? Everyone in this room, bar Chris, who doesn't have internet access, so he can't be banged.
Oh, come on.
Has registered. I mean, like, three people in here are admins.
Well, wait.
Chris. If you had internet powers, would you register on Jobjet's forums?
I don't know. Yeah.
Just say yes.
Right answer.
Don't hit me, John. Don't hit me. Yes, I will.
So, why haven't you registered, Ben?
Because I don't.
It's like your biggest source of network. We love you on that. We praise you.
I can't be arsed. I haven't got the time.
We've even written context and captions for you.
Oh, dear.
He's too busy.
Can we try a quick fire question round?
Yes.
Okay. Quick so fire. Ben has to answer it super fast.
Yeah, okay, go on then.
Ben, do you still think Robert Manson's controversial?
Yes.
Do you still like gays?
No.
Do you
still?
Oh, I don't know. I'm running out of questions.
Why don't you love me?
Well put.
Come on, quick fire. Why?
Come on, quick
hurry.
Oh, to like...
Why, Ben?
Keep it down.
Don't answer my calls or anything.
Because I'm not gay. That's why I don't love you.
Okay. Are you homophobic?
No,
my mum's not gay and she loves me.
You're homophobic, you don't like gays. Okay. dogs or cats?
What?
Dogs
or cats? Cats.
Spinach or Brussels?
Brussels.
Hamsters or gerbils?
Hamsters.
Men or women?
Men.
Yes! Man.
You caught me out.
First.
I didn't even have time for question faders there.
How the hell did you do that? Woman, obviously.
There's the truth, people.
You heard it.
Recorded.
Okay. It was frying my brain.
Come on,
that was brilliant.
It worked. Anyway, right, Ben. You have to answer these super fast.
Okay.
And you have to give an honest answer.
Okay.
Ashley or Luke?
If I really had to choose.
That's not a quick answer, is it, then?
Right, okay. Ashley.
Yes!
Ashley or Andy Owens?
Ashley.
Fuck you all!
Ashley or Kelly Brook?
Kelly Brook.
Kelly Brook or Luke?
Kelly Brook!
Kelly Brook or
Who's her? The viewers can't. No, the listeners can't see her.
The viewers can't see him. Sorry, viewers.
Kelly Brook.
Don't worry about it, viewers.
It's nothing special.
You have to listen instead.
Come on, help me out.
Right, Kelly Brook or
Can we stop talking about wanking?
Big Bird.
Bonking things.
Big Bird.
Big Bird or
Elmo? Oh, Kelly Brook.
Oh, yeah,
that was just happening.
Kelly Brook.
He said Big Bird.
Big Bird or
right,
Elmo.
Let's play name that tune.
Elmo.
Elmo or Oscar.
Which one's Oscar? I don't know Oscar.
The one who lives in the rubbish bin.
Oh, he's cool.
Oh, Oscar.
Oscar the Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Oscar's in the bin. I thought Oscar's... Oh, that's Elmo.
Cookie Monster or Brian Myer?
Cookie Monster?
Brian Myer or a bag of crisps?
A bag of crisps.
Gays or lesbians?
Lesbians.
Brian Myer or Brian Myer?
I've got no choice. That's just wrong.
No, you've got two choices.
You've got two choices. Brian Myatt or Brian Myatt?
Polishing Mike Kelly's head or Brian Myatt's head?
Yeah.
Good day, counselor.
Mike Kelly's.
Oh, did you hear that? Oh. He's been giving you good marks as well. No.
Whips or chains?
Whips. If I had to choose.
Wow.
They'd hurt either way.
Leather or latex?
Leather.
Porn or Dirty Scrabble?
What's the difference? Dirty Scrabble.
Porn or Dirty Scrabble? Pick one, it doesn't matter.
Porn.
Or strip. You have it there. Strip poker or spin the bottle?
Strip poker. Oh, actually, no. Spin the
first
bottle.
Answer.
Spin the bottle because I can't play poker.
Quick.
I'm running out now.
Right, let's change feature. Right, have a new feature.
I've got a new feature. It's basically called Penguinade. Right?
Penguinade.
If you want... Penguinade. If you want Ben Marshall to dress up as a penguin...
Shut up, John Jack.
As a...
What? Don't mention... Oh, well done. Don't mention the fact that I'm about to go outside, you days.
Oh, right, sorry.
You heard it here first, kids.
Yeah, Ben Marshall. But if you want to see Ben Marshall dressed up as a penguin... Send either log on to John Jett's forums and say you would like to see him as a penguin, or send an email to benmarshallpodcast@googlemail.com.
Oh no!
I have a new email.
Plug the site!
Or just put it on Madness
he
Jett's
forums.
He
doesn't plug the
there.
Site half enough. How many people do you have?
How many
on the
times
site?
Do you want people to flip in plug your website?
I want one person to plug my website.
I know, in the last competition we didn't know where to send the entries. We just sent them here.
Yeah, and you just didn't plug the site enough.
Okay, put them on the website then.
Put them on Madness Jack.
Go to the Madness Jack forums on the
There is a link on the me site, but do register, kids. It's important that you register. And also, there's going to be a topic saying get Ben Marshall to register.
We don't like ghosts. Guests.
Guests. No, don't be a guest, because guests can't post, I don't think, on the regulations. However, the
guests
admins
are
me, Johnny, Luke, and Joey B. Good work, Joey B, by the way. We love you, don't we?
I love you, Joe.
Anyway,
we love you, Joe. Just moving on a bit after.
We love you, Joe.
All
right.
Okay. This is an actual genuine article, and I just had to read this out on the Ben Marshall podcast.
From Reuters.
Right. Headline, Cowboys Ride High at Australia's Gay Parade.
What do you think of that headline, Ben?
Does it entice you?
No, not really.
Would you like to read us?
Would you be compelled to read up?
I wouldn't mind reading it, actually.
Oh, well, let's give you a bit of a read. But you didn't answer my last question, yes or no?
What was your last question?
Just answer it, yes or no. Yes or no? That's the question.
I don't know what the question is.
Yes,
don't worry. Yeah. It had nothing to do with gays.
No, I'm not answering
it. It was, do you have... and I can't repeat the last word, but it wasn't a gay or a gimp or
a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not answering
it.
Do you
have a Zebedee?
A Zebedee? What the hell is a Zebedee?
That's the question.
I don't know what a Zebedee is, so I can't answer the question.
I think you did when I read that.
Go on then.
Do you think you had a Zebedee?
Carry on reading.
Do you think you had a Zebedee?
No, we're not. Oh, here we are.
Right. What we got here is
about 15
minutes. Thousands of Australians crammed Sydney's tiny gay quarter to applaud half-naked cowboys, gay rugby players, and other scantily dressed marchers in the city's annual gay and lesbian Mardi Gras parade on Saturday. Hey, is that May in the picture? Just there. Look. Just there.
Look.
What? That one there.
Oh my God. Ben Marshall is at the picture.
Oh, Ben Marshall.
Ben Marshall is in the gay cowboy picture.
Let's have a look. You look familiar.
Ben, have you been to Australia?
That's not me.
Gay cowboy.
Shit, under my work for hang on.
Well, that's highly irrelevant. But yeah.
Let's have a look.
There's the
article. How the hell did you find that on the internet?
Because your face is all over.
Well, I was searching for Ben Marshall, and then all these links for gay cowboys came up.
Ha ha.
Right, well, this is getting lame now, so...
Let's have a duet. Johnny?
No, because no one likes it!
Just the two of us.
Do you know what feature we haven't started yet?
I know what feature.
No, not Slap Ben!
Calm down. Slap him.
Slap Ben feature.
Can't we just kick him?
Welcome shoot. To Ben Marshall Podcast.
That peaked like a bitch. Look at that. Look at the peaking on that.
Peaking. Peaking duck.
Ben likes that. Peaking. Oh. You're peaking, Tommy. That's what I've been seeing.
Shall we stop it and do the jingles then?
Ben's got another Zebedee after being peaking.
Oh, man.
What is a Zebedee?
Zebedee.
is a hard on. Just springs up out of nowhere.
Oh, Zebedee.
like the particular character of Magic Roundabout.
Madness Jack. Bullshit.
Caught in a landslide, to escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Ben Marshall.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because it's easy come, easy go, little heart, little love.
Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
Come on, Chris.
I got Chris come on. Sing
it. I'll do the
guitar. Mama!
Ask Christian!
Put a gun against his head. Pull my trigger, now he's dead. Mama!
Anyway.
No, life
I didn't mean to make
I'm not back again this time tomorrow.
Don't peak the bitch. You got to do that whole song.
Just get to the good bit.
Right, okay.
Boom, 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 boom. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, scaramouche, can you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo, Galileo,
I'm just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity. Easy go, will you let me go?
Priscilla, no, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
Priscilla, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
Priscilla, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
Go, 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 no, 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 no.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me.